The De La Arts Place of Cincinnati offers a dance class that was first developed by the Mark Morris Dance Company in Brooklyn. It's a dance class for people living with Parkinson's and their caregivers. And here to tell us about it is Elizabeth Grover, who first brought this program to Cincinnati at De La Arts Place and is now the coordinator. Welcome, Elizabeth, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. Can you tell us how Parkinson's affects the body?
Parkinson's is a depletion of the dopamine in your brain, and that affects your muscles. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that it helps send a message to the muscles. Which muscles? Any muscles. It can be any muscles in your body, which means there's a wide variety of symptoms that can, both motor and non-motor, that can affect your body. So it makes it difficult to move, and it's chronic and degenerative, so it gets worse and worse.
How did you first hear about this program, the Dance with Parkinson's?
Well, in the 15 years that I've had Parkinson's, I've found it very important to stay active and to stay well informed. And as I have been informing myself about staying active, I even put a Google alert on Parkinson's disease and found on the website this Dance for PD program. And I thought, gosh, it's too bad somebody didn't bring that to Cincinnati. Then after a while, I thought, well, if no one else is going to do it, it's my responsibility to our community.
So it was a long journey, I understand, starting probably with an email to Mark Morris Dance Company. And long, long story short, you ended up doing training in Indianapolis.
Correct.
And one of the instructors from the Mark Morris Company, David Leventhal, he ended up coming here to Cincinnati as well?
Yes. The standard procedure for starting a program is first have a pilot class done by one of the founding instructors. And we had David Leventhal come after about a year and a half worth of emailing back and forth with him and making contacts in the dance community here. And he came in last September and did two pilot classes, actually. The first one filled up so quickly that we had to add a second one and was very well received. And then there were three dance instructors who came with me to Indianapolis, and we, all four of us, received the training, and they are now our instructors.
One of the quotes in the training information says that Parkinson's means limited movement. But certainly the opposite of limited movement is dance. So how are participants experiencing dance in these classes?
Well, the dance that's presented is a mix of varieties of dance. The mix depends on the instructors and their backgrounds. Our particular class has anything from modern. We have ballet. We have jazz, tap, ballroom, and improvisation as well. So there's a wide variety of movement. And the great thing about it is that since Parkinson's people have difficulty with movement, a place where any movement is accepted as beautiful is really a very comfortable place. And that's the way it is in the Dance for PD classes.
So it's not therapy, it's not exercise. It focuses on individual creativity and expression?
Correct. It was stressed in our training that this is not a therapy class or an exercise class. This is a dance class. And the creativity element to it is something you don't get in any exercise class.
What are some of the observations that you've had since you've been involved from the beginning? What sort of success stories have you seen?
When I think of success stories in our class, I think of one moment that was particularly inspiring to many of us. One of our members who was more advanced in his illness, he was almost always in a wheelchair, and his wife brought him absolutely faithfully. I think she enjoyed the class almost as much or even more than he did, and he was not very responsive. He was not able to do most of what we did. But during an improv, this must have been last fall because it was when the Oscars were on, I think. And the improv was that we were supposed to pretend that we had just received an Oscar. And we went around the circle and we each presented the Oscar to the next one. And we did whatever we would do, act as how we would act if we had received an Oscar. And someone presented it to this gentleman in the wheelchair. And he stood up and he raised his hands up. And he clearly knew exactly what we were doing. And he was very, very pleased to be able to participate. And his wife said he's used to receiving awards. And we realized that he had had a wonderful life. And this was recreating some very special moments in whatever fabulous career he'd been in. So that was a very special moment.
And I understand that caregivers are able to participate. You mentioned this gentleman's wife had been coming to the classes as well.
Yes, I was really excited when I found out that caregivers were included. And they are for several reasons, but one of the best reasons is that it's one thing that the two of them can do together that's fun. Caregiving is sometimes a burden and many times a chore, and many times the interaction between a spouse with a caregiver is difficult and unpleasant. And this is one thing that they can do together each week that will be pleasant and fun.
So it's just a matter of when someone contacts De La Arts Place about the class, just mentioning that the caregiver wants to participate as well.
Yes.
Where are the classes located, and how can interested folks find out more about, even if they want to explore Dance with Parkinson's a little bit before they actually make a commitment to the class? There is a Dance with Parkinson's website. That's a good place to start?
The Dance with Parkinson's website is a great website. It has lots of information about the program. The classes are held in the Cincinnati area at the De La Arts Dance Studio, which is on Oaklawn Drive in the Oakley area. We chose that for several reasons. It's fairly centrally located. And also Mario de la Nuez was a wonderful advocate for the program and very welcoming to us. He's donated his studio space. We're very grateful for that.
And he is the artistic director, too, of De La Danse Cincinnati.
Correct.
Presents full-length ballets here in the city throughout the year and also dance classes for beginners through adults, I believe. What is your role now? You got it all started. You brought it to Cincinnati. You were persistent and stayed with it for, a year and a half of, like you said, emailing and planning and training and piloting?
Between the time I first thought about it and the time we actually started classes, I think it was about 2 years.
Wow.
So I'm now considered the coordinator of the program. I've stayed with it, and I take care of registrations and just general organization.
And I hope you're dancing as well.
Oh, yes, I'm a dancer. And we are encouraged to think of ourselves as dancers. Even if we don't look graceful, don't feel graceful, we're dancers.
Well, I encourage folks to take a look at the video that is on the Dance with Parkinson's site. Besides being inspirational and moving, it says a lot about why all this connects and works so well. And I'm just so pleased that we found out about the program and that we were able to bring you, especially Elizabeth, here to the studio this evening to talk about it. And I'm sure there are a lot of folks who are maybe ringing the phones after hearing about Dancing with Parkinson's, which is now a program, a dance class for those with Parkinson's disease and their caregivers. And it's presented by De La Arts Place of Cincinnati. They sponsor the program and provide the studio space for these classes. I've been speaking to Elizabeth Grover. She's the coordinator of Dancing with Parkinson's at De La Arts Place, Cincinnati. And if you'd like to find out more, please visit our website, wvxu.org. Thank you again, Elizabeth, so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you, and also thank you to the Tri-State Parkinson's Wellness Chapter, who provides the funding for this class.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.